Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, y'all. Let's go. Let's go, y'all. Up on the show. Good morning to everybody. And if you guys know, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. All right, now this is a special show. I'm not, you know, this is not something that I'm doing. Well, I came up with the idea, but I really wanted to see how everyone was doing. I wanted to know how everyone was doing, and I'm sure you guys want to know how everyone is doing. Okay, now I hope that everyone is doing well. No one contracted this virus. Everyone's doing good. Everyone's following the orders to stay at home and stay inside as much as you can. Just get out to get prescriptions and groceries and things like that. And my biggest thing with this whole stay at home thing is that, you know, a lot of people are not following the system. A lot of people still not following the rules of staying at home, you know, staying in as much as you can. I mean, even if you're at home, continue to wash your hands frequently. I mean, everything that you guys can think of to do, do it. I believe in that wholeheartedly. And, you know, if everyone's not doing it, if everyone's not doing it at the same time, this thing just starts right back over again. So, you know, who knows how long it's going to be? Who knows how long this thing going to last? We don't know. So until we figure it out, we got to stay shut in. Stay shut in. And I know some of you going crazy. I'm not going crazy, but it's rough, okay? It's rough. It's rough getting out of your routine and you know, now it's going to be rough trying to get back to work. Okay. So it looks like I've got about 3, 6, 9, 12, about 15 people up on the show right now. I know there are probably some more that's going to call in, but hey, we all got the same message, right? We start at 12. So what I want to do, and the way I want to do it, I don't recognize everyone's phone number. I do recognize a few phone numbers, and I'm going to ask everyone right now is to go ahead and press the number 1 on your keypad, and that should pop everybody up in there. I see 404-819-256, like Alabama. 314 looks like that might be Lawrence. Then St. Louis, 470-404. Let's see, more 256, more 404 numbers. Everyone, go ahead and press the number 1 on your keypad. Everyone, press the number 1 on your keypad. Please. And I see there are more people joining the show. Go ahead and press the number 1 on your keypad. Everyone. Let's see, Laura, you hadn't pressed number 1. Miss Freeman, you hadn't pressed number 1. See, either Tommy or Renata, they hadn't pressed number 1. Go ahead and press number 1 on your keypads, guys. And I want to put. I'm gonna try to go down. I'm gonna try to go list by list. I'm gonna try to go person by person. I want to go from the oldest sibling down, which is Miss Freeman. I'm gonna start you first. You guys, bear with me for one moment. Okay, y'all bear with me for one moment, and try not to. I see some people sending texts, but I see it. Okay, Lisa, I see you. Okay. Okay, guys. All right, so like I said, I'm going to start at the top. I'm going to start with Grandma Freeman, and I'm not sure if Rudine, Pauline, or Stacy, or any of those folks are up on the show, but all you guys now, everyone, is live on the show. I can have 50 people up on the show at a time. If you guys are listening in, can everyone hear me say yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. All right. So thank you guys for calling, and I'm going to put Ms. Freeman on the line first. So you guys just hang on for me for a minute, and we're going to talk to her. Hey, Betty, how are you?
Hi. I want to speak to the family. Is that what I'm doing?
That's what you're doing. Everyone's on mute right now so that we can hear you loud and clear.
All right. Today is a good day. It's a day of Christian love with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who left this old world and went back home to be with us on that day when Christ comes again. today is a day where my voice has been stronger than a long time. And in the possible exercise, it means a lot to me. So sisters and brothers, please know that on the way, on that trail to healing, just have that faith that that's how I'm living, and giving me the route through my understanding with God's command. So, sisters, I love you all. Brothers, I love you all. Nieces and nephews, wherever you are.
So, Grandma, tell everyone how you're feeling and how you've been doing over the last 2 weeks.
It is a journey that I'm trying as hard as anybody would, is to get along well according to what I wanted to do. And I have learned that just take it moment by moment. You can't make it do any more than to be obedient to what should be done. And I have come to that conclusion that as long as I can open my eyes, get up and do something, I am all right.
Thank you. And I tell you, I'll tell you guys more, because you know we all live together now, as you guys may know. And she's doing well. I think she's in a lot better place. I think she feels better. And we're all just here taking care of each other. So anytime you guys want to call, please call and talk with it. Even if you just say hello, okay? But we're doing great right here at home. So thank you, Grandma, and we'll put you back on in a few minutes, okay? Just hang on.
Okay.
Okay, now the next person is from the 256 area code. I'm not sure who you are, but 256 area code 9757304. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, everybody, family. This is Vicky Huntsville.
Hey, Vicky.
How y'all doing?
Everybody's doing good.
Well,
tell us how you're doing and how's the family and all that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, everyone in Huntsville is doing great. We're staying in place. Right now, my mom and dad got up, listened to church this morning. My mom is asleep. My dad, he's in the other room. He's on this call also, so he's listening. And
okay.
So everybody here, we're following the rules, and everybody's health is good.
Great. Well, we'll be back to you in just a minute, Vicky, and so keep listening and hang on, okay?
All right.
Okay, I got the next caller from 678 area code. The first three digits are 6282262. Caller, you live on the show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Tony. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. And how have you been doing over the past 2 weeks?
I've been doing good. I've been working still, but I'm covering up, wearing my gloves and mask. But I've been good.
All right, great. Great. Well, hang on, and we'll come back to you in just a little bit. Okay, I have another caller from the 256 area code. The first three digits are 656-2706. Who's this and where are you calling from? Hello? Well, that is someone in Alabama, but I'm not sure who it is. 256-656-2706.
Hey, Frank, that's me, Clyde.
Clyde Shields, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, sir. Yourself?
We're doing great over here. Tell me how you been doing over the last couple of weeks and what's going on.
Been doing pretty good. Nothing going on, really, you know, but this new stuff, this virus, not the flu, but the coronavirus. Trying to stay inside and safe, you know, sanitize and everything. And other than that, what can I say? Nothing going on, really.
Hello?
Well, that's good, Clyde. It's good to hear from you, man, and I hope you continue to do well and just continue to listen to the show, and we'll be back to you in just a minute, okay?
Okay, I got disconnected there, but okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll get back to you in just a minute. Now I have another caller from the 314 area code, 584-0769, calling you live on the show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Gigi in Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey, G.
Hey, everybody.
So tell everybody how you're doing and what's been going on the last 2 weeks.
Well, I've been off work, so I've been getting a lot of relaxation and just chilling. You spoke to Vicky and Daddy. Everything is good here. Everybody's safe, and we just been staying in and just trying to take it day by day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, hang on, and we'll talk again in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
I'm with another caller now from the 770 area code 9965979. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Freddie and Brenda in Riverdale. And it's such a pleasure, Mr. Williams. We've been watching your show, and we just glad we got the opportunity to finally speak to you. We tried to call you, but I know you're busy. But we're doing good out here in Riverdale.
Well, I appreciate that, Brenda. I'm glad y'all doing good. So tell us, you sound good and strong, so tell us how you guys been doing and over the last couple of weeks and what's been going on lately.
Well, for the last couple of weeks, well, we've been doing good. We're staying in place, so we just go out only when we have to. And even when we go to the pharmacy, we go through the drive-through, and we wiping everything,
yep.
Spraying everything that you can think of, but we basically staying in. We don't go a lot anyway, but we do kind of miss Costco.
Okay. Well, hey, we were going to Sam's and I don't mean to get off this track, but we were going to Sam's and we went to Sam's one day and we pulled up and the line was all the way around the building. And we were like, okay, we're not doing this right here. But I mean, they only let a few people in at a time, but that's not worth it.
I know how you feel. I have been spam a long time. Costco was a little bit easier to get into, but we're doing fine. We're hanging in here and hoping and praying and, you know, and just be glad when everything is over.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's doing good. We're gonna jump to everybody, Brenda. Thank you for your call, though, but keep listening. I'll be back to you guys in just a minute. I have another caller up from the 404 area code, 819-0577. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Good morning, family. It's Pauline. How are you?
Hey, Pauline, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Eric and I are fine. We're just enjoying a little bit of breakfast on a beautiful Resurrection Sunday.
Well, great, great. Well, yeah, Eric, everyone say hello. So how you guys been going over the last couple of weeks?
We're doing well. I just have to echo the comments of everyone else. You know, we are in prayer daily and just being obedient to shelter in place, do what we need to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, y'all keep listening and just hang on. I'll be back to you in just a minute, okay?
Thanks for doing this, Frank.
Okay, you're welcome. I have another caller from the 470 area code, 702-9240. Caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Lisa Smith.
Hey, Lisa.
Can you hear me? It's Lisa and Will. How you guys doing?
Loud and clear, Lisa and Will. What's going on? How y'all been doing and what's been going on the last couple of weeks?
We've been doing fine. Last week I was on vacation, even though it was slow going. It flew by. So I got to go back to work tomorrow. But we've just been hanging in there, just like whatever everybody else has been saying. So, yeah, but we're good.
Well, it's good to hear that. And tell Will we say hello, y'all. Y'all hold on, keep listening, and we're going to be back to you in just a minute, okay?
Okay, go.
My next caller from the 404 area code, 922-2232. Caller, you live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Laura. How you guys doing? We've been doing good here. My job as a CPA is considered essential, so I've been having to work while everybody else has been kind of relaxing. But actually, both my girls, Tony works at Sam's and Mia works at Publix, they having to go to work. So I've been worried about them, but they've been putting on masks and gloves. So, you know, it'll be all right. We just got to pray and give it to the Lord. But we've been doing great around here.
Well, good. Good to hear that, and tell everyone too how your mom's doing.
Well, they heard from mom.
From your point of view.
I don't know.
Let's go
mom
to
is
the
doing
next
just
call.
Fine.
Okay, she doesn't know. Let's go to area code 678-213-2856. Caller, you live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Renata and Tommy out of Lithia Springs.
Hey, Renata.
We're staying up over here, and we doing fine.
Well, perfect. That's good to hear. I don't know if Zanard's up on the call, but I sent him the message. But how's Zanard doing anyway?
He's doing fine. He is still he's working from home. Except for 1 or 2 days a week he has to go in, but he's doing okay.
Okay, perfect. Y'all keep listening. I'll be back to y'all in just a few minutes, all right?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, we have a caller from the 512 area code, 663-0295. Who's calling and where are you calling from? Hello, hello, hello. 512 area code, 663-0295.
That will be me.
Comes,
hey,
here
y'all.
Here comes somebody. Here comes somebody.
This is Angela slash Angelita.
Hey, Aunt Angela, how you doing?
Oh, good. I am doing good. Staying in, being obedient, using Instacart so that I don't have to go to the grocery store. I'm glad I'm retired. It got me used to being, you know, not working. And so I'm doing good, guys.
Great, great. Well, it's good to hear from you, and it also looks like you got a smile on your face, so that's a good thing.
Yes, I do. A huge smile, because it's so good to hear family.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing this. Hey, just hang on, and we're going to be back to you in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
I have a caller from the 404 area code, 840-9474. Who's this and where are you calling from?
That would be Brand Brand, a.k.a. Butterfly, and the Queen Mother Warrior over here, and AJ. Hey, y'all.
Hey, how y'all doing over there?
We are awesome. Say hey, Mama.
Good morning, family. Good to hear about his voice.
Well, we want to, and not slighting you, Brandy, but first we want to hear how Miss Redeem been doing. Let her tell us how she's been doing over the past couple of weeks and what she's been doing.
You know, God is good. I've been doing wonderful. You know, each day I'm feeling better, walking better. And trusting God and knowing that he's able and knowing that whatever is happening here, that God is in the midst of it. And all we have to do is just trust him and do what we are supposed to do. And we don't have to worry about nothing because God is God and he's our Heavenly Father.
Yes. So what you've been doing with your time over the last 2 weeks?
Well, reading a lot and cooking a little bit over here and just being grateful, just being grateful to God for all of his love, that no matter what's going on outside, that God is in charge.
That's right. Well, we're glad to hear from you. We're glad you're doing well. And Miss Brandy, how you doing?
I am amazing, honey. I am at home with my mama and my son. Teleschool is going well. Thank you, Jesus. I am also doing like Aunt Angela, ordering from Instacart all the time. And so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Mama is the short order cook, and I'm the one cleaning and washing and all of that. So we got a good teamwork over here. We HGTV, we Hallmark, we play games, we going off of this. So we are real good, and we are so glad that this call is taking place. So thank you, Frank, for being a catalyst.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. I don't mind. I thought of this, and I said, let I'm going to try it and see how the turnout is, and the turnout is awesome.
Yes. We all
so y'all hang on. Yeah. So y'all hang on. I'm going to be back to you. And thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We have another caller from the 404 area. Go 934-3627. 934-3627. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, family, this is Stacy and Chuck and Lex. Truett is still asleep. We're calling from Tyrone.
Truett is still in the bed at noon.
In the Xbox, baby.
been up all night.
You go to bed at 1 o'clock. Yes.
Okay. So how y'all doing, and what y'all been doing over the past couple of weeks?
We are doing good. I have been sheltered in for about 3 weeks. You know, we had a little scare at the Capitol, so we all shut down a little bit before other folks did. But we're doing good. I'm working from home. Lex, of course, is still in school from home, and so is Truett. And Chuck is an essential worker because the coat's got to get delivered, so he's still doing his thing. He was on vacation this past week and goes back on Tuesday. But we are making the most of it, just praying and trusting and believing that we will all come out of this stronger and wiser.
Definitely wiser. You know, definitely
yeah.
wiser. I think, you know, it also, I was telling someone the other day, man, the family dynamics done changed so much now. I got, you know, I be at home, and sometimes it's just me and Miss Freeman, and, well, most of the time it is, and now it's me, her, Laura, Mia, and, you know, Tony every now and then. That's just, that's rough on me.
Well, I tell you what's rough on me, this 10-year-old and my grocery bill. Cause,
wow.
You know.
I bet.
Right.
I mean, we're almost going to the grocery store every day just about.
I tell you, Frank, we are hitting it about 3 times a week. And I was using Instacart, and I'm glad you all are having, those that are using it are having a good opportunity with it. But, honey, I ordered groceries last week, and the lady never delivered my groceries. So
wow.
we've been having to go to the store. I'm not taking that chance anymore.
Yeah. You can't take that chance.
So
you can't take that chance.
We bless somebody else, so God is good.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Stacy, so tell Chuck and Lexi we said hello, and
what's up, Frank?
I just want you guys to stay safe and keep going. I'll hang on, keep listening to the show. I'll be back to you in just a minute, okay?
Thanks, Frank, for doing this. Okay.
I have another caller up from the 404 area code 69. That was my screw up, guys. I'm sorry. That was my screw up. I hit my mute button by mistake. Sorry about that. So I'm going on to the next caller from the 404 area code 694-3608. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Zenard from East Point.
Zenard, I was just asking about you, bud.
Yeah, I heard you call, talking to my mom. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm considered, I guess, an essential employee, so I go in a couple times a week. I actually got to go in today for a few hours, but everything's pretty much been the same. Just hanging out at the house, Netflix and Xbox.
Netflix been good. Hey, I appreciate it. Well, I'm glad you're doing good, buddy, and just hang in there and hang on. Keep listening to the show. I'll be back to you in just a little bit.
All right.
I'm one more caller, looks like I've got, from the 404 area code 7310021. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Mia. I'm calling from the Newman Fresh House. I'm
You're
here with
from,
my buddy
from where?
Leo. The Newman Fresh House, the new one.
The new one. Okay. And you there with who?
I'm here with the miniature schnauzer, Leo. He's sleeping, and we're doing great.
Okay, so how you been doing over the last couple of weeks?
Eating a lot and going to Publix. and complaining about the old people and how much food they're getting that they don't really eat. That's about it. Oh, and I have school. I'm still in school, so.
Okay. Well, great, Mia. We glad you're doing okay, and keep listening to the show. Keep hitting your school books, and we're going to have you back up in just a minute, okay?
All righty.
So, guys, what I'm going to do now is we've talked to everyone, and I'm trying to figure out how to make this happen, but I'm not sure, because if I put everyone up on the show at once, it's going to be a whole lot of chatter, and we're not going to be able to hear each other or know who's talking. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Laura in and ask her a question real quick. Hey, Laura. Your mom want to talk again for just a minute?
Ruthie, I think, is up now. Can you let Ruthie talk?
Sure. You know her number?
Let me see. 256-656-9358.
Yep, I see her right there. Okay. Thanks, Laura. So I have another caller on the line from the 256 area code, 656-9358. Caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
It's Ruthie Shields from Madison, Alabama, wishing all of my family a happy Easter. And I am so blessed to be able to say this Easter morning that all 12 of the Henderson kids are still alive. That is the good news. I woke up this morning and my Pastor Butler, is live, and he has such a good message to everybody. And like he say, and I say, all of us is in the good Lord's hands. And when it's all over and this virus is over, we're just going to holler and shout, hallelujah, hallelujah. Love all of you all that are listening from Madison, Alabama.
Well, we all love you too. And I was wondering one thing when I heard your voice, and just wanted to know if you were doing any baking or anything like that while this thing going on.
Say it again. I didn't understand.
I said I was just wondering if you were doing any baking at this time while everything's going on.
Well, you know, I baked a banana, put it in the oven, and I think I'm going to make a apple pie today. And I tell you what I have been doing. I've been sewing, and I've made some masks.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I sit with the sister. And so I love you all. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it. That's what we say at my church. We love you. We love you. And you can't do nothing about it.
Well, great. Well, we love you. We sure appreciate you, and we're glad y'all doing good and everything over there. Can't wait to see y'all And you keep holding on, keep listening to the show, and I'm going to be back to you in just a little bit, okay?
Okay, love you.
Love you. Now, someone called in from the 678 area code. I hadn't talked to you, I don't believe. 678-469-9943. Who's calling and where are you calling from? Yeah.
Did you hear me?
We can hear you now.
I'm Marion.
Hey, Marion, how are you? Hey, Marion, how are you?
Hey, honey, I'm good. How's everybody at your house?
Everybody's doing great.
Yeah, we are too. We're hanging in here and keeping our distances, staying at home, especially me. And Lauren and Jayla are doing fine.
Well, that's great. That's great. It's good to hear your voice. And tell us what you've been doing over the past couple of weeks.
Well, basically, we have our groceries delivered. Basically, because Lauren don't want me to go outside, and I don't want to go outside. And just been cooking some real good meals. She's done a lot of cooking lately, and you know, by her being a coach for teachers during the week, they're on the phone with her principals and other teachers, and Jayla is having school through the internet. So weekdays are pretty busy around here until around 3 o'clock with them. I'm just doing the same thing I've always done, just being mama.
Wow. 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 Well, great. Well, great. And I'm glad you called in. Glad I got a chance to talk to you. You keep listening to the show, and I'm gonna be back to you in just a minute and let you say. I'm gonna let everyone say goodbye to each other. Okay.
Okay.
So, guys, that's how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go all the way down the line again, and. And let you guys say goodbye to the family. So think about what you want to say. And I mean, I guess I may not have made that sound right, but, you know, not saying goodbye to the family, but tell the family, you know, how you feel. And you want everyone to stay safe. And y'all know what I mean. Take your time. Do your thing. So I'm going to start with the first call, 256-975-7304. I believe this is Vicky out of Alabama. Hey, Vicky, you're back on the show.
Okay. Well, family, I just want to say, everyone, please continue to stay safe. I love you guys. I wouldn't trade my family for any other family. I appreciate everybody, and love y'all.
I have the love you from the 678 area code 628-2262. Say your peace to the fam.
Happy Easter, everyone. Love you all. Stay safe.
Thank you. Who's this?
This is Pooh.
All right, Boo, thanks. From the 256 area code, 656-2706. Who's this in Alabama? And go ahead, guys, say your piece.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Clyde. Hey, Clyde. Yes, sir, we hear you.
Yeah. Happy Easter to everybody, and stay safe. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Love you guys.
Yes, sir. Love you too, Clyde. Take care of yourself, buddy.
All right.
Thank you. So I believe this is Gigi. Gigi, go ahead with your last word.
Okay, I'm on. All right, I just wanted to say, everybody, stay safe. It's been great hearing you all's voice. I can't wait till we all get together again, and be able to do something as a family, and I love you all.
Thank you, Vicky. I mean, Gigi. Love you too.
Okay, then. Everybody be safe. Take care.
Thank you. 770-996-5979. You have the show. Say your goodbyes to the family.
This is Brenda and Freddie in Riverdale.
Hello, guys. I didn't say much the first time, but I pray for you guys every night, and I'm going to continue praying for you guys, and we're going to get through this together.
So I just wanted to say, well, Aria and Derek, they're doing fine, and they're staying in. And I just want to thank you, Frank, for doing this. And this was a very good idea. So I just want to let everybody know that I love each and every one of you. You are all in my prayers. And just stay safe. And I love you all, and happy Resurrection Sunday.
Well, thank you, Brenda. And tell Freddie we say hello, and stay safe. And I am going to try to put another one of these together maybe in a week or two. But you guys are going to text from me, and so you'll know when it's happening, and we'll get back together soon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. From the 404 area code, 819-0577. Who's this? And say your ending words.
Okay, this is Pauline and Eric, and just sending our love to everyone, sending hugs and kisses your way, thanking the Lord that we had this opportunity, and wishing that everyone is well during this season, and knowing that, as Uncle Freddie said and everyone else, that we will get through it. Looking forward to the next time, and just sending love your way.
Thank you, Pauline. Y'all take care, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
From the 470 area code, 702-9240. Go ahead, guys. Say your piece.
Hey, everybody. This is Lisa and Will. Just want to say we love you guys, and continue to pray. We're doing the same thing over here. And stay well.
And hello, everyone. This is Will. I want to say I'm glad to hear all family members are doing well. And if any emergency ever comes up and a family member needs some support, feel free to reach out to Lisa and I if we can help in any way. Thank you.
Hey, thanks. We appreciate that, guys. And y'all stay safe yourselves up there.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Freeman, the show is all yours. Say your last words to your family.
Thank you, Lord, for the family that I have, and I pray for their well-being. Keep us all, Lord, in your keeping care. I love you, God. I know you do, and you can bet it. Bye, darlings.
Bye, Grandma. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Welcome. From the 256 area code, this looks like Aunt Ruthie again. Hey, Aunt Ruthie, you wanna say your last words to the family right now?
Yes, I do. I just want to say I love you all, Frank. This has been a pleasure, a blessing, and all from, as my granddaddy Larry Jones say, from the rooter to the tutor. I love you very, very much. And I'm praying for every.
Okay, Will.
I told my granddaddy and my grandmama a show because they started this Henderson thing. And can nobody, I love
nobody.
All of you guys very much.
Well, we love you too, Auntie. You take care of yourself and take care of the family over there. And
We'll be talking real
I'm the
soon.
Boss. Okay, I'm
we'll
the
be
boss
talking
of
real
the family.
Soon.
All
I
right,
know.
Sweetie.
Okay. I have I believe this is Tommy Renata, 678-213-2856. You have some parting words for the family, guys?
Hello. Everybody just remain safe and be diligent about your behaviors right now. We are praying for you and ask that you keep us in your prayers. Tom was hit by the airline, so he'll be off for the next 2 months. Pray for me and how I'm going to deal with him being at home every day while I work from home. But just stay safe, and I love you guys.
Got a quick question for you.
Yes.
With being at home every day and working from home, I know a lot of you guys are working from home, but being at home every day and working from home, do you feel like you work more now than you did before all this stuff?
Well, you know, I've had a home office now for a while, so I've always worked from home, so I'm accustomed to it now. And I do work more hours than I do when I'm on site. So, yeah, I'm working on establishing a schedule, especially now that starting May 1st, Tom will be in here every day. So I'm going to create a schedule so that we can balance this thing out. But you do end up working more when you're at home.
Yeah, I've heard that from everybody. All right, thanks, Renata. Tell Tommy we say hello. Y'all take care, okay?
You too. Thanks.
And from the 512 area code, this is Angela. Angela, how are you? You want to say your last words to the family before we shut down?
Yes, I do. I love you guys. I can't wait to when this is all over so I can come home. And I want to tell everybody now to make room because I'm going to stay a few days with everybody. So stay safe. Know that I'm doing well. I'm taking care of myself. And I can't wait to see you guys. And you're all in my prayers. Love you.
Thank you, Aunt Angela. We'll definitely make room for you, and we'll see you as soon as you get here.
Thank you.
From the 404 area code, 840-9474. You're live on the show. You want to give your final thoughts to the family?
It's Bran and Mama. I'll make it quick so that Mama can round it up. But I just wanted to say I love you guys. I have cried and laughed on mute on this call. And I absolutely love everybody on here and everybody who's not on here. And just praying the best because we're going to be all right. All right, I'm passing it to Mama.
Good morning,
thanks,
Frank. I want to thank you for what you're doing today, giving me and all the rest of us an opportunity to hear each voice. And I've been praying for everybody every day, making sure that everybody is okay. So with this, you've given me the opportunity to know that my prayers are being answered. And I just thank God for you and for our family. And I'm looking forward to the next time that we can get together and have a family reunion and we can love on each other and thank God that of his grace and mercy that he has given us this opportunity to continue to be together and to love each other. That's that, and I thank God for that. And I love you all. I love the family. I'm so happy to hear everybody's voice and to know that you are all doing well. Thank you, and I love you.
Well, thank you, Aunt Rudine. We love you, too. And take care of yourself. Take care of Brandy and everybody. And y'all just hold on. We're definitely going to be okay.
Amen.
Amen. from the 404 area code 934-3627. You're live on the show. Any final thoughts for the family?
Hey there. Yes, this is Stacy and Chuck and Lex. Again, we just want to tell everybody that we love you all. We can't wait to see everyone as, when this is all over. We will continue to pray for everyone. And please stay safe, eat healthy, stay home. And we love you until we see each other again.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. We appreciate it. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you soon, okay? From the 404 area code 694-3608. You're live on the show. You have any final thoughts for the family?
It's Bernard. Just want to say love y'all. We're going to get through this. And when this is all over, I'm down for the cookouts and the fish fries. Just let me know.
I got you, Bernard. It's coming. It's coming, brother.
All right.
All right. Take care of yourself, man. We'll talk soon.
All right.
I believe this is Mia. Mia, you have any final thoughts for the family?
Yes. I would like to say that I hope everyone stays blessed and highly favored, and that I'm praying for everyone, and love you guys. Happy Easter. And that's about it.
Thank you, Mia. Take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, you too, Dad.
Thank you. From the 404 area code 9222232, this is Laura. Laura, any final thoughts for the family?
I just want to say just ditto everybody's comments, and I would invite everybody down to the house. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Did we lose her? Hello.
Frank.
Laura, are you there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? You can't hear me?
Okay.
I can hear me. Before.
Maybe she contact with us. Okay, so the final call.
Hello.
The final call is from Marion, 678-469-9943. Marion, you have any final thoughts for the family?
Yes, I would just like to say happy Easter to everyone, and that we love you guys. We think about you all the time. Can't wait for the next reunion. And I also wanted to just add something that my aunt, my big sister Rudine, told me years ago that I have never forgotten. She wrote this in one of her little message books to me, and it goes like this. Okay. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. So everyone, be faithful in your prayers. And love each other. Be kind. And you never know what your rewards are. And we will get through this. So, family, from me to you guys, I love you guys. And I miss everyone.
Thank you, Marion. You take care of yourself. And we'll see you soon. No worries, okay?
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Hey, Laura, are you there? We lost you earlier.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Any final thoughts for the families?
Yeah, I just want to say we're definitely going to do this again, and we went down the whole directory trying to include everybody. So if anybody talks to Forrest and Joanne and Cookie and Edward, y'all let them know, and Buddy, y'all let them know that we had to call and look out for it next time. We can get everybody in here. It was wonderful hearing everybody's voices. And, Renard, I feel your pain. This is something else, being at home with Frank Williams. He's a nice guy, but y'all don't have to live with him. But I love all everybody. We appreciate it. We would definitely do this again. alcohol sales are going up 55%.
I appreciate
and
that,
I participated
Laura.
In that. Lord Jesus, help me. Okay.
What happened
love y'all.
With the alcohol?
Talk to y'all next time. Bye, Frank.
What happened with the alcohol?
The sales went up by 55%, and I have greatly contributed to that. That has allowed me to keep my sanity with you being home so much.
Okay. Okay. Well, we appreciate that. You take care of yourself. We'll talk in a few minutes. So again, guys, I've heard from everyone on the show. I appreciate you guys calling in. I appreciate you guys. I said I'm going to rattle some chains this morning. I'm going to get everybody out of bed, get moving, and get up on this call. Let's talk to each other. Let's see how everyone's doing, because I've been wondering, and I know you guys been wondering how everyone's doing. It seems like to me that the family's intact. Everyone's holding on, and everyone's doing what they need to do to stay safe. And, hey, I think that's all you have to do is keep doing what you've been doing, and everything will be okay. You know, continue to keep your head up, continue to talk to each other. We are going to do this again, so just, you know, you'll see it. You'll be looking out for it. And, again, like Laura said, if you guys talk to Buddy out with Cookie or I'm not sure who the other one was, but then let everybody know we are going to be doing this again. I tried to get in touch with everybody. Forrest, I tried to get in touch with everybody to send out the news that we were doing this. Hopefully everybody will be back on the show the next time we do it. Hopefully everybody will be good and safe and healthy. I don't know how I continue to drop this call off the show, but I got to get that straightened out today. I know it's the weekend. Probably not a lot of people working as far as the show goes on live, but, you know, technical difficulties happen. This is how we do it. So I want to close out the show exactly that way with you guys. Listen in. Here we go. And this is how we do. Right? Take care, guys. Love you all. Be good. Come on.
Party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver. It looked like y'all want to party up a little bit on this Easter Sunday. Come on, y'all. I can do it. Come on, y'all. I see y'all still up on the show. That means y'all listening. That means you bumping back and forth like me. Come on. I see y'all. I'm glad y'all can see me on camera. And all they said was 6'8", he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good. They let the DJ. A lot of people hung up.
He came up for the money. This is what he said.
Come on.
You know, you're gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh,
that's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
Something to test like nobody does.
Y'all hear my finger popping? We old school, come on, y'all.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. You got a feel on your foot and make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry.
Stir fry, come
hold
on.
Hold your man's down. Hey. Hold your man's down. Hey. Who told you come around?
Who?
Sound,
I told you. This show might be over, but we still party.
No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down.
Come on.
Living fast now. Find us.
Do the stanky leg. Stanky leg. Stanky leg. Come on.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, rip it like a stir fry.
All those people got out the show, but we still partying. Come on.
Let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
yeah. Then I kill it, watch me flip it like a fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, get, boogie, they sit on my neck. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, boy, you wrong, you been wrong.
Y'all don't know what you're talking about.
We gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property.
See y'all, boy.
AP, rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up the soda.
That's diamonds, what the family the about right there.
Me, whip up, still keep real.
I know you, I know you, I know you.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
Turn this one up a little bit.
Uncle Ricky, would you read us a bedtime story, please?
You can't get to that. I get the story. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said.
Come on, y'all.
Tonight we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the cash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need to
boy, no need. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
Why'd you hit me?
For the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back at the mister. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided
on,
he hit for the subway station. But
on,
she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave.
That means you endo who don't know the meaning of why. So.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over.
On,
then he
y'all.
Gets into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block to an 83. Crashed into a tree near University. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed out ahead, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cop, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and arrow or your soldier's cap.
Y'all start the
good night. Knock him out the box. Knock him out.
We left. Y'all
knock him out the box. Knock him out.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Please take care of yourselves, guys. And I'll see you as soon as I can. Take care, guys. Love you.